I don't know. It's really early in the morning. One of the things that really pissed me off is that the administrator, Ukrainian girl, actually keeps closing the door to the bathroom so that the only possible heat that could enter here from the hallway can't. Continually coming back and closing the door. So I'm using the hand dryer to try to dry some of my clothing. And also hoping the hand dryer will heat up the room a bit too, but it gave me pause to consider how far is it. Now these people say that they don't want to lose their job, so they do what the boss says. That's their excuse for torturing me with cold, literally. Yeah, they're torturing me with cold. I keep telling them I'm going to be sick. I'm getting sick, and I'm going to be sick, and there's no end to it. Like, and they agreed that never that. Coolly, the owner had never turned off the heater. They can never remember. She never turned off the heater since she turned it on in October. So it's clearly designed as an act of violence against myself, which I tried to express to them. It's an act of violence, no difference to kicking me or punching me, you know, freezing me. It's a form of torture, yeah? And leaving the lights on all night, that's a form of torture. Anybody who knows anything knows that it prevents melatonin production, and it's like a carcinogenic, and it's a form of torture. They leave lights on in solitary confinement as a form of punishment. They call it punishment. I call it torture. It's torture. It's inhumane. If you've ever been exposed to continual light, or it worse, flickering lights, you'll know how torturous it can be, it really psychologically and physically. So anyway, my point being, these are Ukrainians and Russians. They're just demonstrating how easy it must have been to get the Russians and the Ukrainians to genocide their own people, to starve their own people to death, to take away the coal from people, take away the heating from people. Yeah, literally take the heating away from people, take away the food from people. Yeah, just because to keep the job. Yeah, like Solzhenitsyn said, most people only had to be threatened with the loss of their career for them to comply with even the worst Soviet orders. Yeah, so these people are just following orders, and they're female. This delusion that when females get in positions of power, the world will be more humane. Totally bullshit. The owner is female, and all the administrators are female. Almost everyone here is female. There's one cleaner and Vasily, the handyman, and who does construction work and stuff for him. So, yeah. So it just reminds me how close we are to total shit storm. You know, these people in the middle of the winter at Christmas time are willing to just turn off the heat on somebody when it's -5 degrees outside and it's a corner window. And they know it's deliberately to punish me, to hurt me, to harm me, to do harm. They're willing to, like that experiment where they kept telling people, this is a mild electric shock, this is a stronger shock. And the people kept pressing the button when told to, even when they were told, you are now going to administer a lethal shot. Yeah, and people press the button and administered the lethal shot. And this is what these people are demonstrating already. They're willing to inflict the violence of cold upon me, cold and damp, yeah? And they know me. I'm known to them. I'm not some stranger. They must have helped all of them. Every administrator I've done something for, they've come knocking at my door at 10 o'clock at night to get out a dead rat or to clean up vomit or to do a room, to address an entire room. Or, you know, I've done something for every of the, I've never said no to anybody. This administrator who's closing the door every time I open it hope to let in a little bit of tepid air. I did a room for her at 9 o'clock after when I was totally exhausted. I could barely stand up. I told her to wake me up, even though I could barely stand up. And during the course of doing the room, I violently vomited 3 or 4 times into the garbage bin. Yeah. And this is how conscientious I am and how the goodwill I have. And I've always offered them things that I thought they might like, but they're too special to use anything secondhand, you know. But anyway, this is just demonstrating here how close humans always are to the horrific horrors of the Soviet Union. And there's just happened to be Russians and Ukrainians. Yet Ukrainians are fleeing from what they claim is, you know, violence and oppression. What do they do when they get here? Now, and this is the other point about the white European elites. They love immigration because, as these immigrants here are saying, we don't can't risk losing our job. Who is the most likely person to do anything the government and the bosses say? It's the immigrant who's desperate to keep their scummy job. So whereas somebody who's established with some savings and family and a home and stuff might be able to say no to their boss and stand up to their boss a little bit, and their boss wouldn't even dare suggesting things to them. Whereas here, Cooley loves employing Ukrainians and Russians because she knows they're scared of losing their job. They'll do anything, and they're proving right now they will do anything. Yeah, if they're willing to inflict freezing cold temperatures upon me, yeah, someone they know who's done no harm to anybody, they haven't even heard propaganda saying I'm an evil man or something, you know, like they usually do before they get them to torture people and kill them. They tell them stories, you know, about how evil they are and the bad things they've done. But these people, just out of the blue, have been told, you're gonna freeze this guy out. Yeah, you're gonna turn the heat off. He's going to freeze. We're going to punish him and he's going to leave. We're going to violate the law and we're going to force him to leave by punishing him, by inflicting the violence of freezing cold upon him. Now, the Soviets use as a form of torture. Yeah? They put people out naked out in the cold. They wet them and then they put them out in the cold. What have they done with me here? Yeah? Is that any different to the Gulag torture? And these are Ukrainian women, young Ukrainian women. Yeah, and they're inflicting this cold torture upon me, yeah? In peacetime, under the best of circumstances, under totally normal working, everyday bureaucratic, normal every working day conditions, they're inflicting cold torture upon me, yeah? Just because their boss said so. And then they're even closing the door just so the tiny bit of warmth that might come in from the hallway can't reach me, yeah? These Ukrainians and Russians. So it just goes to show, any of them who, people in Moscow were beautiful to me. As I told Cooley, I said, she asked me if I had a problem working and living with Russians. I said, no, the most beautiful people in the world that I've ever met were in Moscow, Russians in Moscow. But the ethnic Russians here are nothing like the Russians in Moscow. Like I said to someone, the best thing about the Slavs, the best thing about the Russians is what the ethnic Russians here have lost. Like this old man, they lost all the good side of being Russian and they took upon this pompous, this arrogance, this idea that everyone should bow to them because they were sent here as some sort of conquering, occupying, heroes. So occupying nation they were. So anyway, I think I can hear noises, so I better try to upload this. There's no PowerPoint here, by the way. I noticed one person found one PowerPoint, one fluorescent light here above one of the lights, mirrors. I saw someone plug in their smartphone or something, so that's my only power source, yeah? So anyway, like I said, this is a really big insight. I mean, I really hope you get it, because I get it. These people don't get it. I've warned them that they're so close to chaos and the shitstorm that's coming, but these people are the shitstorm, yeah? These are the people that are going to be used by the Cult of Judah to do the next round of torturing and mass murder and genocide. And they will follow orders. They will do what they're told by their bosses at work. The bosses at work will say, let's send these people out into the freezing cold. Yeah. We're going to torture them with freezing cold temperatures. Yeah, sure, boss. No problem. You know, exactly. Beautiful. They'll get beautiful young women to do it. Yeah. The women who are supposed to make the world a better place when they got into positions of power, because women are morally superior to men, you know, they keep telling us, yeah? And we've seen how far that gets us anyway. So, a big insight. Let's hope this uploads. Ciao for now.